gosh, it's so dark out here, I can barely even see my fingers.
Well, fuck.
Jesus, you scared the shit out of me. No, I just didn't expect someone else to be out here. Party died down a bit, so I figured I'd get some fresh air and smoke a cig. You want one? Oh, come on, take it. Look, it's not gonna kill you or anything. You gotta inhale, otherwise it'll burn out. You need to take it gently. Just breathe in like you normally would.
Okay,
no, forget it. Maybe this wasn't such a good idea after all. Fine, I'll take the rest of it. You just wipe the tears away and calm down, okay? So what you doing here all by yourself, sitting by the tree trunk with a beer in your hand? Actually, shit, that's a lot of empty beer bottles. How long have you been here for? Yeah, I thought I saw you hanging out with Daniel at first. Oh, actually, I think he just left. Tried to make out with Emily. She didn't like it. At all. Yeah, people are breaking up into smaller groups and having fun elsewhere. This actually isn't as good as I thought it would be. I might just head back home. Underwhelming, I know. It's barely 11 o'clock. Graduation is tiring enough. I mean, talking to all these people, knowing you most likely won't see each other again. Fuck, man. I tried really hard to prepare for this mentally, but it still makes me tear up a bit. You look sad as well. You look like your parents kicked you out of the house or something. You know what you need? A cheerleader like me. I'm trained to bring sunshine and smiles into people's lives. No, I'm actually not. All I learned is how to do thigh stands and trash talk other girls. But you did find that funny, so that's a start. So do you want to tell me what's been bugging you? I know something's wrong. Come on, move over. I'll sit down next to you. Let me have a drink as well. I know how it feels to have those thoughts too, you know. You keep thinking what could have been, what could have gone your way. All the embarrassing things you wish you'd averted. You know what? At the end of the day, doesn't matter at all. Everything that could have been never was and never will be. Yeah, shit, that was pretty deep. Better write that down on a notepad. I wish I didn't make a lot of wrong choices. I wish I'd been less naive and saw people for who they really were. That's not aimed at you, though. You were always kind and genuine. Never meant anything bad. What about you, though? What do you wish you could have done? It's always girls with you people, isn't it? You just can't keep your eyes off us like we're some merchandise. No, I'm just joking. So come on, tell me which one is your dream girl, then. Wait, don't tell me. Let me guess. I think I know your type. Let's see, I know you prefer blondes, and she can't be too short, has to be about your height. You don't like the bratty ones. Who does that leave us with? Oh, Ella. She told me about how you liked all of her Instagram posts. No? It must be Christina, then. Didn't the two of you sit next to each other in chemistry for 2 years? What? Okay, you have to be fucking with me. Alright, so not those two. Damn. I'm really hard-pressed to find someone. Okay, You're not fooling me. I see that stupid grin on your face. I know I guessed correctly, and you're just a dick for not agreeing I'm psychic. Fine, then. I give up. Let the cat out of the bag. We're all leaving, so no one would even care who your high school crush was. Me? No. See, now I know you're joking. What part of me could possibly attract you? That was really kind of you, actually. No one has said anything that nice to me for a long time. It's so heartwarming that someone like you sees me as a true friend. I mean, everyone thinks I'm the pretty cheerleader who always brightens up the room, but I have my struggles as well. Mainly relationships. My ex was pressuring me into doing things I wasn't prepared for, and I didn't know how to say stop. He was such a dickhead. I'm so glad I got rid of him. Those are the kinds of bad decisions I'm talking about. I regret ever dating him. Thanks. I could really use a shoulder to lie on. It's getting pretty cold. Would you mind holding me tighter? Actually, just turn around and cuddle with me. What? No one would see us anyways. It's so dark I can barely even see you. So what would you do if we were seeing each other? What would our date be like? Counting stars? Okay. A bit of astronomy never hurt anyone. No, I was expecting you to say movies or dinner together. You know what? I think we could do it right now. The sky's pretty clear tonight. Alright, let me have a try. So I know that's Andromeda. And that group over there should be Canis Major. Big dog. See? I'm nothing like the other airhead cheerleaders at all. Yeah, I know. It's a shame we didn't get to spend more time together. But I think maybe you need to stop dwelling on the past. Maybe you should learn to enjoy the present. Don't move. I know you want this. Here, let me straddle you and sit in your lap. I can feel your heart pounding so fast. Don't think about it too much, okay? I know this came out of nowhere, but we've wasted so much time. So many opportunities. I'm not gonna pass this one up. So take off your shirt and pull your jeans down, because this is going to happen. You like it when I kiss your neck and then work all the way down to your chest? Or maybe I should go a bit lower. I might find something good there, right? Maybe something hard and warm. It's ripping your boxers apart. I can't see it that well in the dark, but I can feel there's a nice shape to it. I guess I have to use my mouth to determine the size more accurately. Feel good, babe. I know something that'll feel even better. Go on. It's your turn now. Take my top off. I know you stare at my tits all the time when I'm in my cheerleading uniform. undo my bra and you can see for yourself. Just the perfect size. You're flattering me. No need to rush. Feel them first with your hands. Run them all over my body. I want you to get to know me. Every inch of my soft, silky, smooth skin. And unsurprisingly, the thighs are where you're most interested, huh? Or maybe it's what's in between them. Have a feel before you peel off my panties. You feel how wet that is. You made that happen. Now sit still, because I'm gonna ride your cock. That's it, babe. All the way in. As far as it'll go. God, it feels like it's always meant to be inside me, like something I've missed for so long. Here, grab my tits. Soft and perky, huh? I hope I didn't disappoint. Fuck. Feels so fucking good. No, I don't care if they hear, baby. In fact, I want them to hear. Amazing. I'm dripping all over your cock. Thanks for making me come so hard. No, of course I haven't forgotten about you. Sure. I could get into a new position for you. Okay. I'll stand up with my back against the tree. And you can take me from the front. God, this is so intimate. I love it. Come on, baby. Pound me harder. Lift up my skirt and grab that ass. You like what you're seeing here? Your cheerleader crush for most of your high school. Half naked, only in her skirt and thigh-high stockings. As you fuck that tight, wet pussy like your life depends on it. Inside me. I know you fucking want to. How does that feel good, babe? Coming inside your crush's pussy. No. Don't pull out yet, babe. want to just collect myself. I know I won't regret this at all. You made quite a mess of my skirt. I think you have to pay me back for that. How about hanging out at my place tomorrow to redeem yourself? I know we're going to different colleges, but we still have the whole summer in front of us. There's plenty of time for us to catch up with what we've been missing for so long.